From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. Pakistan's military ruler, General Pervez Musharraf, won an election today, but we still don't know if he'll get to keep the job. The nation's Supreme Court says the results will not be final until it decides whether his candidacy was legal. Musharraf's supporters are celebrating, but as NPR's Philip Reeves reports, their euphoria wasn't shared on the streets.
The fact an election was going on of critical importance to his country and the world was a matter of complete indifference to Khalil Ahmed today. He was more concerned with selling pots and pans than the events underway in Pakistan's parliament, just a few miles from his store. This is not because Khalil is ignorant of politics, quite the opposite. You don't have to talk to him for long to discover he has a considerable knowledge of these things. It's just that, well, he explained, the election was all a foregone conclusion, and it had nothing to do with the Pakistani people, with people like him.
It doesn't matter. I'm interested or not interested. It doesn't matter. Because this is all done.
Khalil wasn't the only one who felt this way. While members of Pakistan's national and provincial legislatures were gathering to vote, or not, most of the opposition abstained or boycotted the poll. Dr. Masjid Munir went to the market with his wife and children. He's tired of politicians of almost every kind.
We want someone who is more a representative of the people. He's not dictated by any foreign power.
You mean that Pakistan needs new political
a
leaders?
A new political leaders, that's right. For the last 60 years, the same political parties, the same families of the political party are coming, and we know what they're doing.
The Pakistani people were never really involved in the political crisis that's engulfed Pakistan over the last few months. As Musharraf frantically manoeuvred to retain power, the legal community, the opposition parties, the media, they were all in the thick of it. True, very large crowds turned out on several occasions when Pakistan's now reinstated Chief Justice was travelling the country protesting Musharraf's attempt to sack him. Yet the masses mostly stayed out of it, worrying about more immediate concerns like sharply rising prices. So it was again today. There were celebrations after Musharraf swept the presidential election. Fireworks lit up the skies of Islamabad. But most people ignored the festivities, leaving them to be enjoyed by Musharraf's loyalists and by him.
And at this moment, of course, I bow my head in front of God Almighty for having given me such a great victory.
There is one institution which does seem to matter to Pakistan's people these days, the Supreme Court. The courts ruled the winner of today's election won't be officially announced until its judges have finished examining petitions alleging it was illegal for Musharraf to stand. This will take days. The court could yet disqualify him, though it seems unlikely. If it does do that, will Musharraf accept its decision? He was asked about this today. This was his answer.
Well, let's come to the decision, and then we'll decide. Let them come to their decision.
Will you make an undertaking to respect their decision?
Let's come to the next question.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.